Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life. Because life is difficult, it has many challenges, and we cannot solve every problem. But we can make life better if we have the right strategies. And I'm here to help you do that. Today I want to talk about building self-esteem. One of the reasons why life is so hard for us sometimes is because we are so down on ourselves. If we feel bad about who we are, if we are down on who we are as a person, if we have poor self-esteem, we think badly of ourselves, it has ripple effects throughout our life. We tend to have more sense of depression, we tend to have more anxiety, we tend to have a sense of not being able to enjoy life because we just don't like who we are. We feel bad about ourselves. People who have a strong sense of self-esteem, they feel good about themselves, tend to be happier in life, tend to be more resilient when bad things happen, tend to have more confidence that they are able to handle the struggles of life. And so I'm going to give you 5 strategies to help you build your self-esteem. The first strategy is stop talking so negatively to yourself in your own mind. We all have this internal dialogue going on where we talk to ourselves, and most of that is very negative. Most of that is putting ourselves down. How many times have you done something that was a mistake? You kind of embarrassed yourself doing something dumb, and you spend the rest of the day thinking, oh, I can't believe I was so stupid. I cannot believe how dumb I am. That was such a dumb thing to do. That is ridiculous. I cannot believe I did that. That's a pretty normal way for people to react, but it's not a particularly healthy one. We all make mistakes, and sometimes we need to just give ourselves a break. If you can correct the mistake, correct it. If you need to apologize, by all means, apologize. And learn from that mistake and don't make the same mistake again. But it doesn't mean you have to emotionally beat yourself up because you made a mistake. Mistakes happen. We learn from them, we apologize, we correct them, but we do not have an obligation to punish ourselves emotionally. We don't need to beat ourselves up because we made a mistake. And so when you catch yourself doing that, consciously stop it. Pay attention, because sometimes this becomes routine. It becomes a habit. Of course, we need to admit our mistakes. We need to correct them. We need to apologize for them, but we don't need to beat ourselves up for it. The second strategy is to give yourself credit. See, we will beat ourselves up when we make a mistake, but how many times have we done something good and we go throughout our day thinking, man, I am good. I am so smart. I am amazing. Look how great I am. It is so great to be me. I am rocking this. You know, we probably don't do that. That's probably not how we spend our day. We are so accustomed to beating ourselves up for making mistakes, but we don't really give ourselves a lot of credit for doing the good things. We don't really celebrate our good activities, our accomplishments in our own minds, in talking to ourselves. We kind of dismiss that. In fact, we'll go so far very often to dismiss compliments that people give us. When people say something nice about us and compliment us, we'll tend to even shrug that off sometimes. Give yourself credit. You're going to make mistakes. Own up to those mistakes. But you're also going to do good things along the way. Pay attention to that and give yourself credit for it. Celebrate your accomplishments and what you do right in life. The third strategy is to avoid toxic people as much as possible. There are people that are just toxic. They put you down. They say horrible things to you. They're constantly criticizing, constantly finding fault. Now, if these type of people are in your family or they are your coworkers, you're not going to be able to avoid them completely. But avoid them as much as possible. Understand who they are. If they are a toxic person and they are constantly finding fault, constantly putting down, constantly undermining and criticizing, this is a personality trait in some people, and we need to avoid that as much as possible. And if you have to be around them, understand that that's their issue. You don't have to take that on. Just because they criticize it doesn't mean you have to feel bad about it. Just because they are being negative doesn't mean that you have to take on that negativity. And so we can put up physical barriers in the sense that we just avoid them, but if we can't do that, we may need to put up some emotional barriers. We just stop paying attention to that. That if they have a point to make that can help us correct something, fine, let's do that. But we don't have to take on all the negativity. We can put up these emotional barriers where we don't adopt their negative attitude. And when we can, just avoid those kind of people. A fourth strategy is to keep your expectations realistic. One of the things that has happened in our modern era is we have lots of forms of media. We have television, we have the internet that brings us social media, and we are exposed to a lot of images and a lot of people and a lot of lifestyles, and sometimes that can be really good. But there is a negative side to some of this. When we are looking at other people's lives on television or on Facebook or social media, generally speaking, people are not putting their flaws on Facebook. They're not putting their struggles on Facebook. There's exceptions to that rule, of course. But for the most part, people are putting their highlight films. They are putting their best aspects, their best days, their biggest accomplishments. And they're even sometimes on social media just flat out lying just to look good on social media. Sometimes, though, these things create unrealistic expectations. We begin to look at all the lives around us and think, how is it that everyone has their life together and mine is falling apart? How come everyone has so much energy and I'm always so tired? How come everyone can do all these great things and I'm struggling so much? The reality is, almost everyone's struggling. Everyone struggles sometimes. What we see on a lot of social media and also television and things of that nature is people who really do excel in one area, or people that have real skills. We may look at a professional athlete sometimes and we may think, wow, that person is so athletic. But you know, they probably have some struggles in some other areas. They may be very gifted as an athlete, but in some other areas, they may not be that great. If they tried to cook a meal, it might be terrible, okay? Not everybody's good at everything. And so what we see from people is usually their best. If they're a great cook, that's what they're going to do. If they're a great athlete, that's what they're going to do publicly. If they are a very brilliant person in the area of astrophysics, that's what they're going to do for a living. But that doesn't mean they're good at everything. And sometimes we look at people on social media, on television, and think, why can't I be like that? Well, that's their highlight. That's the best thing they do. And so we need to create realistic expectations for ourselves that we're going to be good at some things and not good at others. And that's okay. We need to create realistic expectations for ourselves and not compare ourselves to somebody's highlight film on Facebook. Just be realistic about your own abilities, and that's okay. Finally, the fifth strategy is to imagine what you would like to be and then do that. This is a really interesting one. Sometimes we say things like, oh, I wish I was more athletic. Well, maybe you're not going to play on a professional sports team. You may have not have the genetic athletic ability to play professional sports, but that doesn't mean you can't be an athlete. If we begin to imagine, what would I do if I was an athlete? What do athletes do? And we might say, well, if I was an athlete, I would run every morning. I would get up every morning and jog. Well, if you want to be an athlete, and that's what athletes do, then do that. Now, is that easy? Of course not. That takes discipline, that takes effort. But if you really want to be an athlete, if that is something that is going to build your self-esteem and make you really feel good about yourself, then look at what athletes do and then do that. Because if you're doing what athletes do, then you are an athlete. Now, again, you may not have the genetic ability to grow into a professional athlete, but everyone can be somewhat athletic in some way if that's what you want to do. If that would build your self-esteem, then imagine what you would do if you were an athlete, and then perform those behaviors. Do that. Do what athletes do, and you will be an athlete. And if that's what you want, that builds your self-esteem. You might think, you know, I just don't feel good about myself because I'm just not very smart. I just wish I was smart. If I had more intelligence, I think I would have better self-esteem. Well, what do smart people do? Well, they read books, for one thing. Smart people didn't just arrive at knowledge out of the sky. They studied. They learned. They talked with people in areas. They took classes. They read books. And you may say, well, I don't read very quickly. I struggle reading. If you can read, it doesn't matter how quickly you read, you're still reading. You take some time every day in an area that you wish to be intelligent, and you study that. Now, no one is smart in every area. Everyone sort of specializes. If they are an intelligent person, they tend to specialize in one or two or a few areas of knowledge. And so if your self-esteem is low because you feel like you're not very smart, and you feel like your self-esteem would be higher if you were more intelligent, intelligent people study. They find an area that interests them and they study that. They read about it. They learn about it. They watch YouTube videos about it. They learn about those areas. And the more we learn, the more intelligent we are. Intelligence is just accumulation of learning. And once we've learned, we are more intelligent, and that can build our self-esteem. So think, what would I like to be? What would make me feel good about being me? And whatever the answer is, what would it look like if I were that type of person? What would those activities be? And then do those. If we want to be an athlete, do what athletes do. If we want to be smart, do what intelligent people do. Find the area that would build your self-esteem, that would make you feel good about you, and then do those activities. And so if we stop the negative talking, we give ourselves credit, we avoid toxic people, keep our expectations realistic, and we do the things that we want to do to be the person we want to be. Imagine what we would want to be, and then do those activities. That can create a really good life, build a lot of self-esteem, and help you feel good about being you. Thank you for listening today. I want you to know that this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people that want to help make your life better. You can find their website at esumc.cz. Also check out radiocolor.cz. for this and other color radio programming, and I invite you to check out my website at markahicks.com. This is Life Strategies. I am Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and I know that life is difficult, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.